talking harness hot topics as we do around this time on a Wednesday with Darren Binskin. Darren, I'll get back to that New Zealand Trotting Cup and I'll give you some local entries in just a tick. But what's this that you want to talk about, an American harness trainer?
Well, it's quite amazing. There's a gentleman called Ron Burke who I got to know his dad quite well when I was in America. And they've got a combined stable of over 250 horses. He's just broken the record for the most stakes of any trainer in America. He's won over $100 million in stakes. And the interesting thing is he has four stables all over America, and he has his TVs and his live feeds with him through his computers. So he watches his horses train and drive. And interesting enough, John Tapp's over there at the present with the Little Brown Jug Tour. And Ron Burke actually won it with a horse called Limelight Beach, which Little Brown Jug's considered what horse that wins that usually becomes a really good sire in both countries. We won't be. This won't be happening with this horse because he's actually a gelding, Andrew.
Okay, righto. I saw Tappy on Tappy. He must be enjoying it. I saw him on In the Gig last night.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, on the phone. Yeah, so he must be enjoying his time over there.
Yeah, but it's amazing. I was lucky enough when I was racing over there that I drove on Little Brown Jug Day. And it's a fair. It's just like going back to the old Royal Easter Show. There's people there for the fair, but there's also some of the best harness racing on a half-mile track. So, and the drivers are like rock stars. People come up and you have to sign people's whips, and it's really an interesting day. It sort of shocked me how popular it was, but it's down in Delaware, Ohio. It's just a country town, Andrew.
Yeah, no, that certainly goes off. Now, just going back to that New Zealand Trotting Cup, Tuesday, November 11, the first rankings, and that's why I hesitated this morning, the first rankings have come out, or a set of rankings have come out this morning, Darren. Terra to Love and Chris and Me are both exempt from the race, being last year and a Vase winner this year. The other ones that are inside the allotted field at the moment are For a Reason, Adore Me, Pembroke Benny, Seal and Print, Franco Ledger, Smolder, Easy on the Eye, A Better Punt, Tiger Tara, Franco Nelson, Jason Rules, Fly Like an Eagle, and Jimmy Johnston. They're the ones that are inside the field. There's no Aussies bar that I can pick up, A Better Punt, who trialled at Melton on Monday night. So it's in the field if they want to go there, Darren.
Yeah, Better Punt, Seal and Print For a Reason, but logistics and all that, I don't know
if they want to go.
Maybe Seal and Print, he's earned a lot of money lately, and young Todd McCarthy would take a little crack over there, but I don't know. I'll stay out of that one because I just don't know. Their mother horses at the moment are absolutely flying. Chris and Me, Terror to Love, Mark Burton's Adore Me. To me, it'd be very hard, but if they went, I'd be supporting them 100%.
Tuesday, October 11, always a big week over there for trotting in New Zealand. Darren, thanks for joining us this morning. Hope the team's up and going for the weekend, mate.
We're doing our best, Andrew. That's all I can say.
At least you're not dropping your phone in the water these days, as long as you're holding on to it.
I'm holding on very firmly.
Good on you. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Darren Binskin, every Wednesday.